open this regular meeting of Board of Directors of Upper District. Pledge of Allegiance, but to have Mr. Ricky, please lead it for us.
Our flag is rising in color, brilliant in courage, and firm in faith. To these, let us add our sincere pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chapman, can you call a roll call?
Director Robinson is here. The only absence is Director Trevino. Excuse me.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and adopt the agenda. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objection, so moved. Go ahead and open public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss an item should do so now. Board of Directors may allow additional input. A 3-minute limit is requested. Seeing no interest, go ahead and close public comment. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objection, so moved. Demands on general fund account.
President Arias, we have total demands on the general fund of a little over $581,000. Of note there, we do have a payment to Manhattan Phelps, special counsel for the South Elmani Operable Unit. That is demand number 16545. San Gabriel Economic Partnership, annual dues, demand number 16537. Those are the only ones I'd really call out. As a note.
Okay. Motion for this one, just receive and file.
See if you have an objection.
Mr. Chairman,
receive and file.
Motion to approve. Don't you have approved?
Motion to receive and file, right? Do you have a motion?
So approved.
Yeah, or just receive and file.
No, you have to approve.
I would, okay, so you want to say, I'd recommend a motion to approve these expenditures.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Mr. Chair, I approve except for demands number 16531, 534, 537, 540.
Okay, so moved with the exceptions Mr. Robinson noted. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Seeing no objection, so moved. Financial statement.
Yeah, in summary, we have the actual year-to-date net reserve activity for operations is positive to the tune of just over $1 million. A little bit behind where we expected to be with the budget, and that's primarily due to the lower water sales. Since Metropolitan's replenishment program is not available, the Water Master is holding off on some of those purchases. Also of note, we are somewhat behind in our budgeted burden for the capital program. A budget about $26 million. We expect to spend about $18 million this year, excuse me, by year end. But fortunately, most of that is due to favorable bids that we're receiving on some of the projects. And the work is still generally on schedule.
Do I have a motion to file and receive? Receive and file?
Mm-hmm.
Do I second? Any objections? So moved. Committee reports are available in our packets. Go ahead and move to action items. Number A, discussion regarding Azusa Pacific University turf removal program.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the item.
Okay.
Second.
Do I have a second? Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No objections, so moved. Okay, go to item number B, discussion regarding 2011-2012 Water Education Grant Program.
President Ryan, each year the board considers as part of the Conservation and Outreach Program a Water Education Grant Program. We received 10 applications for that. This was discussed by the Conservation and Education Committee. All 10 of those applications qualified, and the total expenditure would be a little over, under $9,400.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No objection, so moved. Item number C, discussion regarding the audited financial statements and single audit report for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2011. Mr. Chapman.
The administrative committee received a report from the district's external auditors, Vasquez and Company. Vasquez noted no irregularities and no adjustments needed. They did make four recommendations that you see here repeated in management's response letter. Develop an accounting procedures manual. Staff absolutely agrees with that, and we will get that done. Establish a fraud hotline. That would be an outside independent line. Most of these are done through various consultancies or law firms, and then either employees, board members, members of the public could report suspected fraud to that hotline, which would then be reported to the district's council. And then review the district's policy on property disposal. It's pretty old and needs to be updated.
Okay, do we have any discussion or questions?
Yeah, I have a question for the attorney. The fraud hotline, is this are these anonymous tips, or do the people on the hotline, are they required to identify themselves?
We haven't really sorted through the details of the program, but you want to keep anonymity to make sure that the reporting is, if there is any reporting to happen, that the people will be protected. So I would expect it to be anonymity. And I think the expectation is to be a third-party vendor chain who would be the...
Several metropolitan member agencies do this today. Generally, to answer your question, Director Robinson, there is a level of it's anonymous to a level in that the district's council and the third-party provider have the contact information for the reporting party, but staff and the board do not.
Yeah, but there's constitutional rights issue if people, those are police state tactics if people can, you know, anonymously, report things. There's other issues that play in there. I just wanted to make that comment. The other comment I wanted to make regarding this audit is that I'm not satisfied that the public knows enough about the transaction which brought about our vacating the El Monte property and the assumption of the five-year lease for this facility. And in view of that, I'm requesting that the auditor search for more details by conducting a fraud audit of that transaction. We would invite a wide-ranging scrutiny of that that decision. It smells real bad to me, and for that reason, I want it in the record that I'm not going to vote for this audit. It looks clean, but that's that one transaction that sticks in my craw that I can't leave that alone. So that was for the record.
Okay, are you just asking for that to be on the record, Director Robinson?
Yeah,
or would you like to
and I hope the board would agree, but. We'll see.
Okay, any additional questions?
Well, I want to follow up on Director Robinson. I mean, what action is that going to be other than just indirect? I mean, is there going to be an action on the board? And I would like a little bit more.
Well, that's a different kind of an audit. I mean, there are firms that specialize in those types of audits, but...
Well, Director Robinson, perhaps the best way to handle this and to make sure we have a clean record would be to address this financial audit first. The board can act on that, and then if you would like to make a motion to instruct staff to do the fraud audit you're discussing, that may be an appropriate way to get into the record. It'll be clearer.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second? Okay. I'll go ahead and second and include the amendment by Director Robinson, including a...
The motion was to move the staff recommendation on the Vasquez audit.
Okay. I'll go ahead and second that.
Okay, and as I said, I'm not going to vote for it because, in addition, I believe that was an important transaction. It's a historical transaction, and that happened last year. And because of that, I'm not going to vote for it. I'll make a substitute motion that we conduct the fraud audit of that particular transaction in order to better inform the public that all the details have been revealed of vacating the El Monte property in favor of a 5-year lease for this. That's my motion.
Director Robinson, were you making a substitute motion that would supersede the existing motion to approve the audited financial statements from Vasquez that the board has to approve? That motion has been made, so it needs a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. And then we'll take...
So now the substitute motion that's before the board is the motion to conduct the fraud audit that Director Robinson...
Of that particular transaction.
And...
How does this talk to them?
Well, underlying that, you still have to deal with your action item 9C. So,
okay,
right,
so
before
we'll
you now is a substitute motion.
Okay. Roll call on the substitute motion.
Director Robinson.
Aye.
Director Fellow.
No.
Director Chavez.
Aye.
Director Rice.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now we go back to the initial motion, all right?
Okay, and now you have before you item 9C regarding the audit of financial statements from Vasquez.
Roll call. We had a second, right? I seconded it. Roll call on the initial motion.
Director Robbins.
Aye.
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 Okay.
So it passes unanimously. Okay, item number 10. Anyone wishing to remove an item from the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
So I have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objections, so moved. Information items. We have item A, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, item A under information, there is a Connect to Met event on February 24th right here at the Doubletree in Monrovia. This is a effort by the Upper District, our partners in the San Diego Valley Water Association and Metropolitan Water District to connect the water sector in the San Diego Valley with small businesses and various opportunities for doing business with the water sector. So we're pretty excited about this. We've got an extensive outreach effort both with the local chambers, local elected officials, and along with Metropolitan's connections. So this is coming together well.
Okay. Additional information is available in our packet. Item number 13, attorney's report.
No substantive report, Mr. Chair. We do not have a closed session tonight. And just to update on San Diego versus Metropolitan, there is a hearing coming up on February 17th where the court will discuss discovery issues that are pending.
Okay. Item 14, engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a short hydrologic conditions report on the basin. We all thought we were going to get some rain, but obviously I don't know if it's going to show. It was actually raining this morning in Temple City a little bit, and by the time I got to my office, it wasn't raining. And coming over here, I barely had to have the wipers on. So we're hoping for rain right now, and we are certainly overdue for some precipitation in the valley. We're into February now. We got February. We've had a March miracle before, so we're not down the road too far. But we are hurting a little bit. On the hydrologic conditions, the Ballpark Key Well as of January 27th was 233.1 feet. It's dropped about 0.4 feet from the prior week. It's now dropped fairly consistently for the last couple of months, about a total of 4 feet, about a half a foot. Every 2 weeks, roughly on average, but basically about 4 feet, about every week actually, or every 2 weeks, I guess that is. But it's only dropped about 4 feet in the last 2 months, which is actually pretty good for this time of year. If we get some precipitation, we'd be in pretty good shape, but we're still sitting over the 230 mark, which The operating parameters for the basin are between 200 and 250, so we're still well above the midway point, which is the 225. So we're not in too bad a shape there. Of local water flow, we still have some inflow from San Gabriel into the San Gabriel Dam, San Gabriel Reservoir, about 45 CFS, so that's good news. Even though it's been very dry, we're still seeing some inflow. Total storage is only about 19,000 acre feet, and all of the canyon storage, which is just are the basic water levels they maintain in anticipation of the storm flow, the basic conditions. USG3 is off. There's a lot of work being done. General Manager is working very hard on a replenishment race with MWD, but USG3 is off right now. Rainfall for the year this year, fiscal year, totals about 5 inches since July. This is a little less than 70% of average for this period, for this time of year. Last year at this time, there was about 12.5, so it was well over twice as much rainfall this time of year, 170% of normal last year, our average. So we are hurting a little bit. 5 inches of rain this year is not going to carry us very far. Water quality, we did collect water samples under the Title 22 Public Health Program during the month of January. 32 wells were sampled, and then back during the month of December, 50 wells were sampled. I think that's all.
Any questions for Mr. Johnson? Okay, go ahead and move on to General Manager's Report.
Yeah, you have my written report. Just a couple things of note. As Steve mentioned, the Baldwin Park well is dropping at a pretty slow rate. We're down about 2.5 feet from last month's report at this time. The initial state water project allocation, even as dry as it is in Northern California, is holding at 60%. It's weakening, but it's holding at 60% for now. That's good news. Hopefully we'll get some more precipitation, particularly in the form of snowpack in Northern California. We're very happy to see the traveling MWD student art exhibit. Added a lot of color to our boardroom, and we're working on getting prints of the artwork prepared by students here in the San Gabriel Valley, and we're going to put some of that up in the boardroom and finish off some of the decorating, so that'll help. And then, just of note, we hosted the second Water Supply Solutions Tour for the upper area last Thursday. We were joined by about 22 folks from the communities of Rosemead, San Gabriel, Temple City, South El Monte, and South Pasadena, and that was hosted by Director Trevino, and went very well. We keep getting a little bit better about it, and we'll have another one here in the spring, probably April, May time frame. That's it.
Any questions for the General Manager? Seeing no interest, move on to Metropolitan Report. The report, I believe, is...
We have Stephen Millard, the board's appointee, and he has provided a written report here for your review. That was shared with the Water Policy Committee as well.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment on, regarding that. Howard Hawkins was not an upper district board member, but he represented us for a couple years on the Met board. He sat next to me. He sat up here on the dais like everybody else. I was wondering why Mr. Millard is banished to the audience. I think that should be corrected.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a representative of the district and should be seen with us.
That's something to look into, definitely.
Okay. That's my only comment on that.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Millard in his report? See no interest. Go ahead and go on to Water Quality Authority report.
The report is has been presented to the board in a written form. So it's been presented.
Water Master report.
It is.
Director's comments. Director Robinson.
I made a comment at the Conservation Committee regarding this. But in December 2009, I became very impressed with the unreliability of Metropolitan Water District. And in view of that, I've been mentioning the possibility of us merging with the Four Cities District as well. I think we should conduct a study wherein we determine what the economic damage to the valley would be in the case of our groundwater. Our engineer just discussed the Ballpark Key well at 233. In 2009, we were bumping around 189, and we got lucky and it went the other way. I think we ought to go through a process to determine what the economic damage might be and what we would do if the Ballpark Key well got to 180 feet. Perhaps some purveyors who occupied the deeper portions of the basin could sink a couple of, call it insurance wells, perforated at 180 feet, and through trade agreements and such, we should go through an exercise to figure out how we're going to get by if the basin someday hits 180. Maybe this would consist of two high-capacity wells. The first well, I think, we should do as soon as possible. The second well, perhaps the construction contract could be let someday when the basin goes below 200 feet. I mean, if we're headed down in that direction, I mean, the engineering department has to work the details of how this might work out. But what I'm just trying to do is just broad brush, get us to think seriously about how the Valerie is going to get by if the basin is 180 feet. And seeing, as I do, that Met isn't a reliable partner anymore, we can just assume that their contribution is zero. So we have to get by locally on the basis. So that's what I'm suggesting.
Okay. Director Fellow?
Well, just three things. One is that I support Mr. Robinson. I think my first few months on this board, 20 years ago, the headlines on the front page were that was basically saying the same thing. There's going to be changes with the importance of Met, and let's face it, Met doesn't care about groundwater basins that I can see at this point. And I would support Mr. Robinson for any kind of effort. We've tried to make some effort with Four Cities. We've had projects with them. Ideally, I'd like to see the Water Quality Authority collapse, the three water districts collapse, and have one powerful, like a San Diego Water Quality Authority in the San Gabriel Valley. And we could cut down on certainly a great deal of money, I think. The second thing I wanted to talk about today, as you know, I don't really sleep much. And the other day, I got up at 2 in the morning and turned on television to accompany my dog. And there was Elena on television with there was a big show on the public access channel, which I hardly watch, but it was about the reforestation project. And I was watching that. You did a great job, Elena, on that program. Have you seen it? Very good. You know, they interviewed students there, and one student wrote down the quote. He said, "This is the best source of education any young person can have." And I'm very proud of that program. We began 20 years ago, and when I saw this, my pride even increased, and I just want to compliment you and Peter probably is involved with this, but it was a great program, and I think it was about a half hour about the program and how it developed and what's going on. The other thing I want to just mention to you is, you know, I think the Metropolitan Water District, the Water Quality Authority, and Water Master are very important. We're member agencies, we're partners in these organizations, and I would like the representatives to give an oral report and really kind of focus on maybe future agenda items so that we should have the ability here to discuss these future agenda items and perhaps influence the representative and how they vote for these. But those are three major bodies, particularly the Metropolitan Water District, and I have nothing against Steve probably should sit up here and should partake in the MWD discussions and we should have some influence in that. But that's it. Thank you.
Director Chavez. Okay. Just one thing I'd like to add for consideration, probably send it to Administrative Committee. It's on article on Aqua, and it was discussing how the water district transitioned to paperless board meetings and were using iPads to be able to have their board meetings, and how that was a cut in cost annually that surpassed the immediate cost of purchasing equipment. So that's something I'd like to be looked at and brought possibly to committee to consider. Otherwise, that concludes my comments. Anyone wishing to add future agenda items?
I just want to say I agree with it. I can't deal with two agendas.
And it saves a lot of money.
Okay.
Do we have a closed session?
We do not.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Okay.